It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Joining us to talk about the event on a busy day for her, Erin Olson. Erin, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, yeah, good morning, Erin. It's been a couple of years since you've done this. Why the layoff last year?
We didn't do it in 2013 due to the fact that the health department last year received our federally qualified health center funding, and we were busy, you know, getting that up and running within our department. And also with that, it opened up our dental center to being able to serve more people within our, you know, we were able to take insured, uninsured, underinsured, still people, you know, on Medicaid, so they could, you know, on the medical card, so they could still come in and utilize those services. So it just opened up to more people. But this year we wrote to the Galesburg Community Foundation, and we were very fortunate that the Community Foundation awarded us this grant to be able to do the event for a third time.
It's an event that's obviously needed, and it shows this morning by the number of people that were already out there. You said the first person lined up at 11:30 last night.
Yeah, they said it was between 11:30 and midnight last night that they got in line. And there was about 70 people when I walked over here about 5 till 7 to get, you know, to come over here. And it's a huge day. It's not a fix it. You know, it's not going to fix everything, but it's going to help those people, you know, who are in urgent need of coming, getting in line, you know, and getting seen on a first come, first serve basis. And it lets our general public know what a major access problem or issue that we have within our community for dental care.
And with the dental care, as I think we talked years past, it's just something that, it's such an urgent thing. I mean, if you've got a bad tooth, it's hard to function doing anything else. So no wonder somebody's lining up at 11:30 the night before if that's something that needs to be taken care of. What a great thing this is to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's a great service for, you know, like you said, it hurts. When your teeth hurt, you can't function and do a whole lot else. And we have 12 dentists today coming from Galesburg, Monmouth, Biggsville, and Macomb, you know, surrounding all over, that are coming to donate their time to help these people with extractions or fillings, you know, that they can come in and get those things done on that first come, first serve basis.
Well, that's a great thing. You talked about the volunteers. And if I read right, you said last time around you did this, there was, what, $37,000 worth of free dental care that was done?
Yes, over $37,000 in 2012 when we did that event, you know, and we served 160 patients in 2012. So we'll see. I'll have numbers, you know, this upcoming week to see how many we do. But, you know, when you pull 219 teeth in a day, that's amazing. You know, you look at 160 patients in 2012 and we extracted 219 teeth. Wow. That number is just astounding. And it shows that the dental access, you know, for some of these people isn't there for them to go to.
Or they would have taken care of it long ago, probably.
Correct. Yes, definitely.
Sure. Now, a lot of volunteer hours, the dentists donating most of their time to this?
Yes,
is that
the
right?
Dentists are all donating their time today.
Wow.
A lot of them were there already when I left, and they'll be there till that last patient comes through this afternoon.
Well, they will be exhausted because that's your assembly line at that point.
It is. It really is. They come, you know, our process is they come in, they do check-in, intake, they do x-ray, they go to triage, they go to treatment, and then they go to recovery. So, you know, it's basically like you're in a dentist office, but there's just different locations. And we're very fortunate that the Carl Sandburg College School of Dental Hygiene is right down here, and they can, you know, help us out, and we get to utilize their building. So we're very grateful for that also.
Well, I was going to say, one, it's nice to have that partnership with them, but the fact that they have that facility, without that, this might not be something you'd be able to do.
No, it probably wouldn't be something we'd be able to do. There's other events like this that are out there. There's the Mission of Mercy that is going to be held in Peoria on June 20th and 21st. It's at the Peoria Civic Center. Doors open up at 6 for that. And it's like a MASH unit, and it takes over the Peoria Civic Center. So wow. I've never seen that, but I can only imagine the amount of people and just the gratitude. I mean, even in our event, the gratitude that people have for the space that Sandburg gives us and our dentists volunteering their time to come in, people leave, you know, with just having teeth pulled or filled, and they're smiling and they're thanking you, and it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's not something for most of us that we look forward to going to the dentist, but in a case like that, I guess you're thankful just to have your pain alleviated.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. As you were telling us, they started up lining outside, but they've moved inside, at least a good number of them, right?
Yes, we started everybody outside and, you know, wrapping around the building, and we have now moved them over to the American Red Cross. They've donate the building for us. So then the people who are online, you know, weather, you never know what the weather is going to be. So they can sit inside, they can relax, we'll have movies going for them, and they can just stay out of the elements of whatever the day may bring. And then we'll take them over in groups to the annex building.
Okay.
Talking with Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department. It's free adult dental day going on, Carl Sandburg College Annex at the corner of, let me get it right this time, Main and, is it Prairie?
It is.
Okay, I think I said Kellogg earlier and Will corrected me. So Main and Prairie Streets here in downtown Galesburg. Does it actually get underway at 8 or have they actually already started?
We've got people lined up in there. Okay. We will start taking them actually back into the dentist. Our goal is to have them in the dentist chair by about 8 o'clock this morning. So doors will open and start doing that, and we'll go till 3 p.m. Wow. this afternoon.
That is, like you said, that's a long day for everybody involved. Now, is this something also with the dental hygiene program? Are these students actually getting some experience and getting to help out as well?
They are. The first year and the second year students, they're kind of spread throughout the whole day. But we have some that are in x-ray, some that will actually be working in triage and treatment, depending on where, you know, year one or year two. But they get that volunteer time also with this. So it's a great learning experience for them.
Hmm. Many dentists have their own assistant that they're very comfortable and they work well with. Do some of the dentists bring their own assistants with them?
Yes, the majority of them do bring their own hygienists or assistants that come along with them for the day. And if not, we either have the dental hygiene students or we have other assistants throughout the community who just like to volunteer their time for this day. So, you know, we've got OSF, Sandburg Hygiene Students, the Community Foundation, Health Department, Hy-Vee, G&M, there's a whole list of people. You know, those are just a few that mm-hmm. I can think of off the top of my head without them being written down in front of me that are helping us out today.
Yeah. Now, sometimes when we go to the dentist, there'll be some work done and there needs to be follow-up. Is there anything that is allowed for in the way of follow-up to these?
In the past, I know that Carl Sandburg College has had, like, vouchers so people can come get their teeth cleaned, you know, and some preventative work, you know, done. At the actual college, and then we will also hopefully be able to help a lot of these patients after with our community health center. You know, they can become patients of our three dentists that we have at our health center and keep up with that preventative care.
Okay. Now, as far as the actual treatment goes, you mentioned a lot of teeth were pulled last time and fillings. Is that basically? I mean, this is not where something you go to get your teeth cleaned. They're gonna do an exam. If you need something pulled, they'll pull it. If you need something filled, they'll fill it. Is that kind of the basis
yes,
of it?
Yes, it's very basic and very simple. We did do a few cleanings the last time, but the cleanings had to be done in order to do the work that needed to be done. But there is no cleanings for the day. It is strictly extractions and fillings.
Mm-hmm. So no cosmetic dentistry or anything going
nope.
on today.
No, you can't just come to have your teeth look pretty and clean when you're done.
Sure. No crowns or caps no, being put
no
on.
No crowns or caps today.
It is adults. If they bring children, they're strictly adults. Huh?
It is 18 and up okay. is who we will see, and we have no child care.
Okay.
For anybody. So, yeah, no child care.
Okay.
So again, the event, it actually gets underway at 8. People are already lining up. They have been since last night. But I would say don't fret, though. I mean, if you get in line, you know, it's going till 3 o'clock. I'm not going to say everybody's going to get in, but a good chunk of people are going to get in.
Yes, a good chunk of people are going to get in. Doors will be closed at 3, you know. So they'll still be seeing people, you know, inside the building, but that's when we shut the doors. And yeah, and it is on a first come, first serve, but they get people through. You know, we saw 160 last time. So, I mean, we get quite a few people through. So I wouldn't say don't fret, but, you know, just know you're taking your chances. If you don't come get in line till right. 1 or 2, I don't know where you'll right. stand with
sure.
that.
Sure.
And I guess you're probably hoping to actually make this an annual event.
Yes, we would like yeah. to, you know, continue with this event, and whether it be yearly or by, you know, every other year, we'll just kind of see where that go. But yeah, we're just very grateful that the Community Foundation allowed us to get this grant so we can help our community out with this. Yeah.
All right. Aaron, we want to thank you so much for taking the time. A busy morning for you. You're already a TV star this morning. And now.
I know. I loved that part.
And now we've made you a radio star, too. Awesome. Well, you already were, though. So. Aaron, thank you so much again for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.